Are you fascinated yet skeptical about the metaphysical, the mystical, and everything in between? Do you struggle to understand how to stay spiritual in a physical world that's constantly challenging you? What about the thought that you chose to experience this life and the lessons you go through? Well, this just might be the podcast you're looking for. Thank you for tuning in to Intuitive WTF Podcast. I'm Aaron Hart, intuitive reader, energy healer, and past life enthusiast, providing you a place to challenge, question, and maybe even laugh at my perspective and your own about the connection between the human, spiritual, and metaphysical journeys. So let's tune in.
All right, so I wanted to go ahead and get an Instagram live session going so that everyone can get to meet the experience leaders that we're having at an event I'm hosting called Spiritual WTF Experience. That'll be in Heather Farms, which is in Walnut Creek, and that'll be on Sunday, April 28th. So Michelle will actually be one of the experience workshop leaders, so I've invited her on here so everyone can kind of get to know who's going to be teaching and leading these experiences. So welcome, Michelle. She'll actually be leading the experience workshop called Align Your Spirit to Attract What You Want. And that will be focusing on manifestation. Correct? Correct. Okay, perfect. So Michelle, really quickly and briefly, you know, go ahead and give folks just a little introduction about you and what got you interested in manifestation.
So my name is Michelle Walters and I am a hypnotherapist. I got interested in manifesting, I guess, years and years ago. And I had a spiritual teacher sort of person who kind of got me thinking that way. And I did a lot of work with her. She was in Texas and I was here in California over the years. And then a couple of years ago, I just felt like I had this book that was inside of me that just wanted to be born. And it turned out it was a book about manifesting. So I wrote a book called An Alignment of Spirit, Finding Love. And it is basically about how I manifested job after job after job and how people can do that for them as well. So that's kind of in a nutshell how I came to know something about this topic and have a lot of stories and science and background as to how I see it all working.
That's awesome. Yeah, I definitely can relate to that with this event here. So just in you waiting to come out. Okay, so my first question actually is, and I love this question. So what was your WTF moment that made you realize like, wow, manifestation really works. This is my thing. This is what I want to do.
You know, I think there was a few different times that I could look at and say, wow, I think I kind of manifested that. And there's a few different examples I could give, but the one and this is not the first one. Okay. But I think it's one of the best ones. Was that I manifested a fantastic boyfriend, like to the point of like, I made this vision board and had pictures on the vision board of who I was looking for, including this picture of this VW camper van driving across the desert. And I just had in my mind that I was going to find this magnificent guy and all this stuff. And then I met this guy and he was just so much exactly what I had been energetically calling into my life over the course of years. And then at one point he actually appeared. And so I pulled out the vision board after I met him and said, can you find yourself on this vision board? And he points to the VW camper van and he says, that's me. And I said, yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I just realized that there's really a whole lot of truth to this. When you put yourself into the right energetic space, that's what the universe delivers to you. And I don't know that I even had like an aha moment years ago, but it's just true. And there's a way of thinking about it that really does make it happen more. And I can teach people that.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Actually, so that actually brings me to another question. So how important is mindset when it comes to manifestation? Because I'm sure mindset can interfere or help advance it. Very quickly.
Mindset is kind of the name of the game, really. It's a huge part of manifesting is figuring out how to put your head in the right space and how to put your actions and your energy in the right space. People will not be successful with manifesting if they are negative, they don't believe it, if they feel it's incredible. you have to be able to imagine that even if you don't know how or why or exactly when, that something will come true as long as you are taking the steps that you need to take and moving things in the right direction, open to the universe delivering you version of what you asked for, it works.
That's true. And what about, well, I guess this is also mindset, but like one of the things I've been kind of more so, I guess, trying to practice, which also kind of helps from some of the stuff that we did together, is like speaking out loud. Cause I know a lot of people don't like affirmations or might feel a little weird about that. Cause I did at least in the beginning, but now I'm like, okay, let me at least try to tell myself 5 good things in the morning. And I actually have photos. Actually, I have one that's right here that I have. This one's about money, but I have all these affirmations and I'll look at it once in a while, not every day, but I'll look at it once in a while, except for the one in the bathroom. You know, I have one about like, you know, bringing my dreams to life essentially. But every time there's like a stop in my house, I have a picture of like attraction. This one's because I work right here. This one's to attract money. So like, does, you know, affirmations, are those part of our manifestation as well?
Yeah, affirmations are a fantastic way to help you manifest things because it's that saying things over and over again that affects your subconscious mind and puts yourself into the right headspace to believe that something can actually happen. So I'm a huge fan of affirmations. I think they're a big part of what manifests.
Sorry, somebody's buzzing my phone. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah, because I've been doing that. And that's part of something that you and I did together, but that's a whole different other topic. So when it comes to manifestation, like that some people might have.
The question, I didn't hear the whole thing, Andy.
Oh, or, sorry.
Hear the whole thing.
So I said, when it comes to like manifestation, what are some misconceptions that people might have? What are some things that?
I think the biggest misconception is that there are a lot of people that think that when me or other folks talk about manifesting, we are talking about something showing up immediately for no effort. And that's not the way manifesting works. Things rarely show up immediately for no effort. I won't say never, but that's not really a very smart plan. The way that manifesting works is that you get yourself into the right headspace, the right energy, and then you got to do the work you got to do in order to make things happen. And whether that's finding a new job or finding a boyfriend or finding a house, like all of these things, they don't, I mean, there are always exceptions, but for the most part, you can't expect something to land on your door. That's not how the universe wants it to be. We live in a world where there is a delay between what you think about and what you ask for and when it arrives. And it's kind of good that there's a delay because if I start thinking about pink elephants, I don't really need a pink elephant to show up here in my office, right?
Right.
So, you know, you need that sort of time. And I think the other thing is that a lot of people think that when someone is talking about manifesting, we're talking about sort of something taking no work. That's not true. It nope. might take a lot of work. It might work for years, but that manifesting process is the process of believing and putting in the energy and the effort, of whatever it takes in order to have that something delivered back to you.
I agree that. That's actually funny because I remember, what was it, like 10 years ago, around this time, I had quit my job. I was, you know, jobless and intentionally. And I was like, I want to get a job that I just enjoy, that I'm not bored with, that, you know, gets me somewhere. And, you know, I'm in the Bay Area. You need to have some sort of income to survive here because it's, you know, no matter what, it's always been overpriced, in my opinion. But I had been wanting to do marketing and trying to get into marketing, and then it just didn't work. And I tried some other jobs, did some other jobs, and it was like 5 years later that I ended up just out of the blue because I was not really sure, you know, where to go. And I literally quit. I just told the universe, I give up. I quit. Whatever you do, like, let's do it. I'm going to get out of the way. And I finally got out of the way within 1 month. Granted, I put in some effort, worked with some recruiters and stuff. And within 1 month, I had 3 interviews for the same marketing events position that, you know, I'm currently in the field of. And so it took me a long time to figure that out, but I realized like I was legit in the way. And so once I just gave up, and I don't say like I gave up, like I'm not even gonna try, like I just gave up trying like to force it is what it was, because I felt like me just kind of being me, it's like I tried to force it, and I've had to learn a lot, in my years of life, not to force something. So that definitely resonates with me, because it came, and one of them was like Kaiser. Kaiser took quite a while, but then there was another one that was corporate, and I just went in with the intention of I'm just gonna stay for 3 or 4 months, whatever they need me, it's temporary. And turns out it was actually like the one of the best jobs I've ever had, and the best group of people that I've ever worked with. So like the universe was like, here, I'm gonna give you this group of people. And I don't work with many of them now, but we all still talk. Like, I actually had one complain that I didn't apply to work at her company, a few years or a few months ago when she sent me a job rec. And I was like, I'm sorry, like, because she's having some troubles now. But no, anyway, but it does make sense. And I like the point that you said, time, because
Yep,
it doesn't happen instantly.
it does. And there is an element of release
Yes.
that you have to sort of let go of how exactly something is going to happen. I think that the story that comes to mind for me was that me and my husband were involved in a lawsuit, and we had realized that the lawsuit just wasn't going anywhere, nothing was solved, it was just taking forever, it was just awful. So finally, we very difficult decided to pull out of the lawsuit. Well, we pulled out of the lawsuit, and like a week later, we heard from the lawyers who had yet received the letter that said we're pulling out of the lawsuit that things were moving when they hadn't moved in months. And in fact, we got what we expected to get a month later. It wasn't until we quit the lawsuit that it resolved. So, you never know. Sometimes you really do have to, be willing to walk away, be willing to just sort of take what it takes.
Yeah, and that's what I learned about when I go on vacations and trips. I don't know how, but I was unemployed and I was traveling, and I got, I learned how to work with the universe in that way. There's still other aspects I need to release and let go of, but at least that was a good one. Another question I have is, what advice would you give to somebody who might be a little skeptical about the effectiveness of manifestation? Of course, we just gave perfect examples, but what would you say?
I think, well, I have tons of this stuff in my book, and if people come to the workshop, they will get more examples about how this works. But the key thing is that I really think of manifesting as a way of thinking. It's a way of looking at the world, a way of living your life. And sure, you can shoot holes in it, you can shoot holes in all the things. It isn't the kind of thing that, lines up well for a scientific study. It just isn't,
Yeah.
because it doesn't. But that doesn't, just because you can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We all know what love is, we all know what courage is, yet you can't see love or courage, and
Point.
so it doesn't mean that manifesting doesn't exist. If somebody is totally against it, fine, lead your life without it. This doesn't hurt me. But if you're open to learning about it, there's a lot to be gained from this.
Yeah, that's a good point. And my last question, because I know we're not trying to run too long, but and I think we chat about this, but a question I had for you, and I'm going to ask everybody. I think this might be like one of my staple questions in addition to the first one, but what I guess WTF moment are you hoping that participants can take away from your experience at maybe at this event or even in future events or workshops that you might lead?
Well, it's my hope that the people who come to my workshop are going to take away, oh my God, that was so fun. Because my manifesting workshop is really fun. It's meant to sort of teach the principles that I cover in my book and to allow people to have a good time while they're doing it. So fun. That's what I'm hoping people will get out of this event.
Yeah, I think it will. I've known Michelle for quite a few years, and it's always fun and a good laugh and lots of jokes and stuff with her involved. So it'll be a good time. But okay.
Be at your event, Erin. It's going to be great.
Thank you. Thank you. So thanks, Michelle, for joining us. I'm excited for your workshop. It'll be on April 28th. And if anybody wants to join her workshop specifically, you can get tickets at spiritualwtf.com. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me. You can reach out to Michelle. Her handle's here. And I look forward to seeing everybody there. And Michelle, we'll be in touch.
Excellent. Thanks for having me
All right.
today.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Intuitive WTF Podcast. I hope today's episode brought about a new perspective or at least made you question a current one. If you enjoyed this show, subscribe to this podcast now and don't forget to rate and review. If you have any questions or would like to add your perspective to today's topic, feel free to reach out. Otherwise, join us next time for another round of laughs. I look forward to bringing you many more WTF moments, but until then, this is Aaron Hart asking you to stay in curiosity, be in the moment, and always ask yourself, what the fuck?